The Last Night of Ballyhoo by Alfred Urey is the other play that Alfred, when he sat in my office talking about how he didn't want to write musicals anymore after having written America's Sweetheart, he wanted to go back to Atlanta and write about the world he grew up in. Of course, Driving Miss Daisy was brilliant, and so was Last Night at Ballyhoo, which captured the Southern Jewish experience in a very unique way, set against the kind of cotillion in which there is a coming out for young Jewish women in Atlanta so that they get to be seen in society. It's rather loving, caring, and it also has a sort of sad and bittersweet experience to it because you realize that people in the South and frankly everywhere in America are still quite separated and have had to form their own ways and rituals in order to identify with who they are. But one wonders if there was ever a way to figure out how some of these rituals could be shared by everyone so that they could come to understand not only what other people are about, but ways that we could care about each other a little bit more. Theater has a way of making you think about that, and Last Night at Ballyhoo did that for me.